I continue our Shaurim on Nekutas HaKesef on page 146. Dosh Zayin, Hine, Dosh HaZeh Yesh Bo Chalakim Chalik, Shtei Chalakim. There's two parts to this Dosh. Chalik Rehad Hu said that Tikonim Lebitol Atzitzit V'Tfilin Kreshma Tfilah Shezeh Lo Shah Kol Kar Dosh Atzitzit Melvad Kavanat Bitul Mitzvat Atzitzit Aken Le'et Ata Na'amod Rak Al Tikon Atzitzit Bevan Chalik HaSheni Who kavanat histaklut atzitzit? Excuse me. So there's two different parts to this dush. One is about not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzit and tefillin kriyat shema and tefillah. So a lot of that we're going to skip because it's not really nogea to our sugya of tzitzit. And the second chelik is about looking at the tzitzit. What's the importance? Where does it come from? What does it do for you? So let's start. This is the words of the Arizal. Kavanat l'tikun avon bitul mitzvot tzitzit tzitzit. Bekavanat adam be'etz shemit'atef b'tzitzit o bo yitba'er dalet dalet kavano shiet b'dalet mitzvot arumazot b'dalet otiyot shel havaya. So he's going to describe now what happens if somebody misses out the mitzvah of tzitzit. So there are four different parts to it. Can I get the four different letters in the Havaya, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei? And he's going to explain. Ve'elu hem tfila v'tzitzit v'tfilin kriyat shema. Da. Ki dalet kavanot yesh b'dalet mitzvot rmuzot b'dalet otiyot Havaya v'tov hu lichaven bahem tamid b'ofen shenitba'er. Excuse me. He will explain. Hine, lifamim adam mivater echad midalet mitzvot, and he's called the shogeg, or afilu ben mezid, v'abat amem mitzvot tse min haTorah. So you have four mitzvot in front of you, which is tfilam, you have tzitzit, you have tfilin, you have kriyat shema, four different mitzvot, keneged yud, kei, vav, kei. And a person sometimes will get up late and miss out on all of them. You only have until chatzot ayom, to mekayim them. Except for tzitzit and tefillin, but kishma tefillah, you only have the abad until a certain amount of time during the daytime. Vehine lifamim adam mivatel echad medal. Sometimes a person will miss one of those mitzvot, medal mitzvot. You'll be traveling, let's say, and you forgot your talit at home, and you won't be able to wear it. Whatever the case is. And all of them have a source in the Torah. וכאשר אדם מאיזה פעם מתבטל מלהתפלל ביטול מצוות עשה שנאמר ועבדתם את השם אלוקיכם זו תפילה. So if a person, for example, does not do תפילה, if we woke up too late to do תפילה, ומבט על המצוות עשה, like it says in the pasuk, ועבדתם, you should serve Hashem, and חזל הדורש, זו תפילה. How do you serve Hashem? By praying. או באובר המצוות זו פוגם בהי האחרונה של הוויה ומבטל מצוות לתת. So a person, for example, does not pray, wakes up too late for praying, right, drank a little bit too much during Purim. So what happens is he's pogea in the last letter of the Havaya, because as we said, every letter is connected to another mitzvah. Tefillah is connected to the Ha'achrona. So therefore, if, for example, you put on your spiritual glasses and look at the hair, you'd see that it's all crippled or hasn't formed for properly. So the Havaya that you're trying to build for that day is not going to be Shalem. And then it continues, Mevatel mitzvah tzitzit pogem bevav shel Havaya. And if you don't do the mitzvah tzitzit, you pogem in the vav. Mevatel mitzvah tefillin pogem behei rishona shel Havaya. And you don't do, for example, you don't do the mitzvah tefillin, you haven't created your hay, your first hay of the Havaya. Mevatel kriyat shema pogem beod yud shel Havaya. So if you don't do kriyat shema on time, or if you don't do it at all, you also pogea in the yud rishona of the Havaya. And hare abata mesede milemata limala. Kedei, and that I just explained to you, those from the bottom to the top, kedei litaken apgamim anizka, tzarech adam liyached dalet yichudim elu shenizkarim, shenizkar, shenazkir kol yichud kifi apgam kenegdam, kenegdo, v'zeh sidam l'mala l'mata. So in order to rectify what you've done, Baruch Hashem, there is a way to rectify it. Therefore, a person has to do what's called a yichud, which he will describe to us now. So let's continue. V'kenegdam, says Arizal, I'm in the second paragraph. V'kenegdam pagam vav shelavaya bitul mitzvat tzitzit. Shtiyached yichud zev tichavem lichaber yudke. Shehem Abba v'ima, ima vav shuza. Anase lo. Oh my. Excuse me. Anase lo. Oh makif shua talit. V'achakar tichaber od vav. Ima hei achrona. Behu remesh shenoten b'za lenugva. B'chinat otam tzitziot. Anot fim alav kiniska bedrusha shikadmu. V'techaven ki v'techibur. Zehu gematria lev. 32. V'ofen ze. Yud kei vav. And then vav kei. Ari lev. Ramez el alev atzitzit. Keneged lev netivot chokma. 32 pathways of chokma. V'keneged pagam ahe achrona b'bitul mitzvah tefila. תיאחד זה ביוחד. ותחבן בתחילת לעלות את וב. Okay, so let's start again. We're in the second paragraph. So כנגד פגם וב. של הוויה. So what is that? ביטול מצוות הציצית. So the וב is כנגד the ציצית. Right? Every letter is כנגד another mitzvah. So the vav keneged the tzitzit that a person did not wear, for example, he missed out a day. So now, in order to rectify that, he's miyached yichud, and what is the yichud? Meaning, yichud means to join, joining two things together. V'techaver lechaber yudke. So you take a havaya, okay, it's yudke vavke. So you're going to connect the yud and the hey together, which is keneged abba v'ima. And you're going to connect the vav, which is the next letter, yud kei, then the vav. V'shuhu za anase lo o makif shua talit. Because you're making o makif, because Abba v'ima made an o makif for za, which is the vav. You have it? You got it? So the yud is Abba, the he is ima, they come together. They're going to create an o makif for the vav, which is za. V'achakach, he says, then finally you connect the two last letters together, the vav and the he. Okay, so that's the third process. Again, the yud and the vav together. And then the yud and the vav and the he together. And then you jump to the vav and the he together, you put them together. That's giving over from za what he received from Abba v'Ima. Then you're finally going to give that over to Ima. Bechinat otam atitziot notfim alav kniska bedrusha shikadmo. So you know, as the atitziot are drooping over his back, then that's a remes to za giving over to nukva, because nukva is in your back. Rachav Leah, particularly Rachel. So if you add all those letters together, you get lev. Now it's a problem, because if you add yud, kei, vav, kei, how much do you get? You only get 26. So where does he get 32 from? So he explains, because you're not adding yud, kei, vav, kei together, you're adding it as follows. Hu be'ofen ki ze yud, kei, vav, because yud is abba, hei is ima. You're giving over to Vav, which is that. That's the first Yichud. Okay? So you add those letters up. How much did I give you? Gives you 21. Then you're going to add Vav and He together. Why? Because that's showing you that Zah is now giving over to Nukva, which is He Achrona. Vav is Zah and He. So you add the other 11. So that's going to make 32. That's going to make 32 altogether. That's how you get the Remez of Lev. Now, what does Lev represent? Lev is representing Lev Netivot Chochma, the 32 pathways of Chochma. Excuse me. I mean, besides the fact that you're doing Tshuva, mean this is the type of tshuva, isn't it? Because you're rectifying a sin of not putting tzitzit. Now you're rectifying that by doing a yichud. So that's sort of a tshuva. The tshuva that you're doing is a representation of chokhmah. You can only do tshuva if you're a chacham, if you're wise, because you understand why you have to do tshuva. So you have to be chacham. So that's a remez to the lamed bed netivot chokhmah, that you are a wise person. You're going through the 32 paths. These are something which is written in Sefer Yetzirah, described at length, which we're not going to describe right now. But the 32 different paths to chokhmah. Excuse me. Okay, so that's the connection. That's the yichud. The yichud meaning over here, rectifying, doing a tshuva on the bitul aseh of tzitzit. Let's continue. V'keneged pagam he'achrona. Now, if you look at again, let's go back to the original yud kei vav kei. So we said the he'achrona is keneged bitul aseh of tefillah. So the Ariza tells us how you're going to rectify that. So he says, "Yachet zev a yichud, v'tichaven yichud." Meaning, you're going to join the letters together to rectify it, right? Because when you're not doing the mitzvah, you're making a pirud. You're separating the letters. So the rectification is to put the letters back together. That's why, by the way, we're here. We're here to make a yichud Hashem. That's what we said, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, to bring all the pieces back together. Because originally it was all one, right? Kiviyochel, everything was well. It was all end sof. That's what we learn in the beginning of Etzchaim and also Etzchaim. And then our job is to re-piece all the pieces together. Hashem broke things and made it separate, and as what it looks to us is to be. And we're here to piece all the pieces together. That's what we mean. Yachid Yehudim. By the way, it's a Loshen in the Zohar, Loshen in Gemara, we find as well. People, the Tanaim, the Amoraim were Yachid Yehudim, to put things back together. This is exactly what they were doing. So again, can I get pagama here achron bitul mitzvah to say a tefillah to yachid ze a yichud b'techavem b'tchila lalot ot vav im a hey arishona. So first thing you do, you take the vav and you add it together. You're working backwards now. You're taking the hey rishona and you're putting it together, or the vav rishon, the vav, you're putting it together with the hey rishona. V'achri kach olim yachad ot hey rishona ve'od vav el od yud. Then you're sort of working backwards. You're putting the vav with the hey, and then the vav hey with the yud. V'tichabrim shloshtam, and you add them all together. So you have a case of a vav and a hey, and then a vav hey towards the yud. V'achri kach niksheret ot hey achrona. Then you piece back the hey achrona, which is the most important in this puzzle, because that is what you mevatel. Mevatel the tefillah, which is connected to the achrona. Im shloshot yod nizkav tichaven ki yechibu ze olim gematcha chen. Oh, so you add all those letters together, you're going to get chen. So again, even though you add yud kei vav kei is only 26, but since you're doing in such a way of adding the letters, you're adding the vav to the hey, and then the vav hey to the yud, and then the hey to the yud kei vav that you originally have. You add all those letters together, you find the gematria of chen, which is also a gematria, also short for chokhmah to emet. That's exactly what we're learning over here. Bezeh often, so it tells you vav and hey, and then vav and hey and the yud, and then the hey and the vav, and then finally the hey and the yud together. So let's continue. V'hine. Excuse me. Rav. שיש בתיקון למי שמבטל דלת מצוות אלו והם קריאת שמע תפילה ציצין ותפילין הם בשוגג הם במזיד. So this is the תיקון. So you don't have to take off your clothes and roll in sand or salt or ice, like one of the various tikkunim they find in Shal Ruach HaKodesh. Those are very difficult tikkunim to do. Those are tikkunim for somebody who's boiled ramit. Okay, so let's continue. But Rabbeinu Simcha, Simchat Kohen, I told you many times, was Rabbi Chadad, one of the Rosh Hashivas of Beit El many years ago. But Siman, Mvu'ar Shekan Anu Lomdim, my Kocha Shel Tshuva. Oh, he says himself, this is the Kocha Tshuva. שאף פי שאותו היום עבר עם בירוריו, you didn't do your particular mitzvah of raising up the בירורים, וכל זאת על ידי תשובה, אפשר לעזור ולתקן הכל, הכל, עין שבועות, תשובתו ברמה. Because really it's a tremendous חידוש to say that you were supposed to do something yesterday. And now you're able to do that thing today, even though that day is gone. I mean, usually you'd look at it that, you know, over, we have a klal by korbanot, over korbanot, you know, but you over the zman of the korban, over azman, over korbanot. You can't bring the korban, you can't bring a korban Pesach when it's already, you know, 2 days after Pesach, it doesn't work. You know, there's an inyan of tashlumin, like you said, or also the tshuva would actually work the rectifying as if you were there in that day. So it depends how the lom this is working over there. So you have to ayin sham b'simcha zakon. V'hine sidur hakadosh mevi et kavanat tikun adal pgamim lifnei kol mitzvah. Hekshe rabino shemen sason b'perek od bed. Madu lo ayeh dai lechaven kavanat zu b'pam achad lechaper al avon hazeh v'dai lo. Madu yesh lo kavanat zu kodem kol mitzvah medalet mitzvot eilo. Now, he's asking as follows, that if you look carefully, what are we doing? We're just manipulating the letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei to mitaken four different mitzvot. Each one is working a bit differently, but it's basically the same manipulation of the letters. You're attaching this to that, this, that, and that. So he's proposing the Shem Sonson, and he says, why do I have to do four different manipulations of letters to mitaken these four mitzvot of tzitzot, tefillin, kreshma, and tefillah? Just do one manipulation, you know, combination of, it's called two of otiyot, for all four. Why should it not work for all four? So it says, v'yeshli yashev, sheheyot v'katav rav, shetofu lechaven bahem tamid, al kein sidram rabin rashaza bekol yom, omnam ata madua yesh lekavene bekol pam, nisha v'tzarchiyan. Alright, so it doesn't really answer this question. His question is basically, why do you have to do it every single time? Why don't you just do it once, and it should help for all of them, or it should help, let's say you wait till the end of the week, and you know you're not so particular about a particular mitzvah, do once at the end of the week and finish. Why do you have to do it every single day? Yeah. The question is about the answer. Really have to look inside exactly what is his point over here, because, I mean, if you've done the Avera, you have to do the Tikkun. It doesn't help to do one Tikkun for 20 different Averot. I think more his question would be, why do you have to mechaven this stam? That would be more the question, because you see over there in the Siddur that it's marked over there. So it's mashman that you have to do it every single day, even though you're not levata the mitzvah. Now we're going to be moving on to a new kavana over here. The new kavana is looking at the tzitzit. We know that uritem otam, the pasuk says in the Torah that you have to look at the tzitzit. Now, what is the kavana by looking at the tzitzit? So he says da. Ki says the Arizal da ki adam tzeri istakel betzitzit tzitziot bekol shav rega. Says the Arizal that you have to look at your tzitzit as often as possible. Kemosh katuv uritem otam. Pasuk says you have to look at them. V'hu to'elet gadol l'neshama shelo yizdamen chet liyado im yizayeh bekach. V'gam yatsia to'elet gadol. Excuse me. So he says this is a tremendous benefit to the neshama. Just the fact that you're looking at tzitzit, which is, again, light, really. It's just manifesting itself as strings. Woven strings, but as tremendous light, and light is powerful to rectify your soul. Aval kavanat istaklut yesh shtei kavanot kistakel, excuse me, bahem בעד תפילת שחרית כשמה, דהיינו, כשאומר פרשת ציצית צריך לכוון באופן אחר, כמו שבאר שם במקומות בעזרת השם. And also we have another parasha. Another, when you're reading the Kriyat Shema and you start kissing your tzitzit, when it says the parasha of tzitzit, that's a different kavana. אבל מסתכל בהם שלא בזמן התפילה, צריך לכוון בכוונה אחרת שנבער בעזרת השם, שם במקומה, והיא זו. And this is it. Da. Ki צריך להסתכל בהם שתי פעמים. You have to look at שתי פעמים זה אחרי זה. You have to look at them twice in a row. This after this. ומה שצריך לכוון הוא זה כי הנה עין כנגד קופלמת. And I is the gematry of 130. והוא בחינת ריבוע שמה כזה. So if you take the שמה, which is the הוויה of הוויה עד אלפים, so you spell it like this, he says, כזה, יוד וב דלת, that's represent the יוד, excuse me, when you do a ריבוע, you would take back the letter, so again you start יוד וב דלת, and then ה' אלף, and then you can start again, יוד וב דלת, כ' אלף, וב אלף אלף, and then you start again, יוד וב דלת, כ' אלף, וב אלף אלף, and then this time you add the last letter, K-Aleph. So you spelled the Havaya the Ma, or the Havaya the Alfim, in a form of Ribua. Ribua means quarter. So you split the Havaya, which is really a Miloi, in four quarters. So you have the Yud and the Yud K, that's number two, and Yud K Vav K, Yud K Vav, that's number three, and Yud K Vav K, that's number four. בעצם זה הריזר שהוא מסתכל לכוון כי הכנף הוא סוד עקד מילוי ההין. So when you look at the corner of your talit, the corner is called כנף, and that is the סוד of עקד. Excuse me, as we learned yesterday, is עקד the מילוי ההין. When you spell the aleph k yud k and you spell it בדרך מילוי ההין with the haze, כשתעשי ממנו פשט הפשוט, you take away the yud k vav from the miloi or the aleph, and it's the aleph k yud k, which is the pashut, you remove it, subtract it from the miloi, what are you going to be left with? You're left with the letters, which is going to give you the gematria of kal 130 kemispa ayin. Okay, so that's what you're doing. So you have two gematrias of kal, which is gematria of ayin. The first one is you're looking at the actual tzitzit, and you're looking at in the sidur, which is the havaya de ma biribua. That's number one. That's kuflamet. The other thing that you're doing as well is you're looking at the miloi of eke, subtracting the pashut of aleph k yud k, and that's going to give you also the gematria of kuflamet, which is ayin. So those are both of your eyes. That's your right eye, and that's your left eye. So let's continue. Ka'asher nistakel, now on page 147 at the top. Ka'asher, second line. Istakel v'shtei, shtei pamim. When you look at it twice over, kal, shehem, shtei pamim ayim, two times your eyes, two eyes. Shehem, gematra reish samech. You add them together, kuflam and kuflam, 130 times two is 260. This is sod. V'yira Hashem. V'yira Hashem. V'yare. V'yare Hashem kisar li'ot. He's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare. Remember, when he was in the desert by his father-in-law, by Yitro, when he escaped from Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was grazing, taking care of the sheep, and he saw burning bush. And he went and he left his sheep to look over there. So that's what the pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem," and Hashem saw kisar lirot, that he took time to come over and to see the burning bush. And the Ariza goes to town on this, by the way, in Shab Sukim, in Shemot, Parsha Shemot, how you know all the gematrias in this pasuk and how he is a reincarnation of Hevel and Cain, and he's came to do the rectification for them. And he goes on and on. Very interesting Torah. Anyways, that's the only aside. So, what do we see from this pasuk? Vayar Hashem ki sar lirot, ki alidei sar, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was sar, which is spelled Samer Reish, which is 260, Aniska, which is a representation of the two eyes, that he went out to look with his two eyes. Who araot v'techaven? This is the act of seeing. V'techaven el asara vayot apshutot shel achug. Sheolim gematria sar. And these are the 10 havayas. If you take havaya, which is yud kevavke, now take 10 of them. How much does that make? 10 times yud kevavke is 260. So you see the connections a little bit here. שאולים גמטרי סבאר כך תכוון אל השעה הכוונות הניסקה בדרוש זה כי זה אם תרצה עד כאן לשונם. So now he's going to give us a nice little diagram over here on page 147 in נקודת כסף. והנה מבואי הרב שיש עניין מיוחד מיוחד להסתכל בציציות כל הזמן, ויש בזה שתי הכוונות. הכוונה ראשונה שייך אותה כל זמן, כוונה ב' בקריאה שמע. והנה, נצייר את כוונה של כל הזמן. So the Arizal told that there's two different kavanot, concentrations that you have to have while looking. One is nogea to all the time. Anytime you have a possibility, look at your tzitzit, look at your tzitzit, look at your tzitzit constantly. That will give you koach. There's another kavanah, which is to look at a particular the time when you're doing the parshas of tzitzit. Now, okay, those are the two different types of kavanot. Now, really, the kavanah is actually the same. It's two different times for the kavanah. So here, let's look at the diagram over here. So on the right-hand side, you see that? It, on the top, it's called Ein Yamin, the right eye. The left one is Ein Small. They're identical. So let's go through one, we'll know the other one. So the first thing you're going to be doing is a ribua dema, which is the gematria of kal. Okay, it's like we spelled out. And here it goes. So it's yudvavdal, yudvavdal ke alev, yudvav ke alev vav, and then finally the last line is yudvavdal ke alev vav alev ke alev. That's the first thing. That's going to give you the gematria of ayin. Then you go below. Then hey havayot gematria kal, five letters, the five havayah, so it's 26 times 5 is 130. So you add 130, that was going to give you 260 is the gematria of sar, which sar lirot is a representation of how he went out to look. And then at the end he says gam yichaven ki hakanaf hu sod milui shel kana gematria ayin. So below that, that's the gematria of your corner of the tzitzit. So is that clear? Okay, good. So we'll stop it here for today.